Live. If you bring up anything, dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so we continue here. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. What else was on the docket for tonight? I was pretty distracted here during during the news break. Did either of you have something you want to bring to the table? Otherwise, I can jump into the email box.
Let's go for the emails.
All right. We go to Charles, who writes, I think, what is a fairly challenging question. From a show you did a few days back, the one where you were talking about Avatar being criticized for essentially glorifying the imperialist undertones of the movie, your comments sounded a bit critical of the actions of the humans in that story. You said something to the effect of how it was wrong for the people to come in and invade the aliens' property and initiate force and aggression against them. Now, I haven't watched Avatar myself, but I was thinking about property rights in a free society with regards to non-humans. If the creatures depicted existed, should they be granted property rights? What about highly intelligent animals like chimps and other great apes? What about not-so-intelligent animals? What about mentally deficient people? Where do you draw the line, and what is the qualifier for those who should and should not have rights? What if Neanderthals or Homo erectus were still alive? Where would they stand? I would love it if you guys could talk about this on your show. Now, just to set the stage here, he's talking about Avatar for the three people listening that haven't seen it.
How can somebody not have seen this movie at this point?
It's certainly one of the most popular movies in history. Wayne, you haven't seen Avatar.
Haven't seen it.
How about that?
He's not the sort to get out to movies too often.
Yeah. Well, I don't get out to movies too often either, but I made a special trip for this one.
You know, I used to go to movies all the time when I lived out in Hollywood, but I've gotten away from it now. Being a dad and a father, there's just too many other things to
do. Lots of other options. Sure. That makes total sense. For me, I just don't like to go because it's expensive. I like the home theater experience better because I can pause it, go to the bathroom, and with a movie like Avatar, which is a almost 3-hour long film, it gets really uncomfortable if you try to hold it the whole time you're sitting there. There's no intermission.
I used to like to go to the matinees in Westwood because I could go during the day, like at noon on a Saturday, and go see a movie or two. And they're right. Half price.
Yeah, if you're going to go, matinee certainly is the way to go, and that's how I went to see Avatar. But
the Avatar experience, the way they did their 3D and all that other stuff, and the IMAX experience, you can't replicate that at home.
Not yet. Maybe IMAX is going to be pretty hard to replicate at home, but the 3D is coming, and they're already getting ready to release 3D television sets. So I mean, that's almost right around the corner.
Sure, but you pay $9 for the IMAX tickets. You pay $9,000 for the new 3D television.
Initially. Yeah. But down the line, it'll get cheaper. It'll probably get cheaper fairly quickly. But nonetheless, the issue in Avatar is that the humans are the aliens because it takes place on a different planet, Pandora, and the people that live there, the indigenous folks, they're blue and they're 9 feet tall and they have tails. And they live in a tree. And there are some other versions of the species that live in other places, but the main group that is in the show lives in a gigantic tree. And so the human aliens, if you will, come in and they basically they destroy these people's land. They want to get access to the stuff that's underneath. There's a chemical or a mineral of some sort that's underneath the big tree. So they literally destroy the tree, and they displace these people from their homes. So it really it's a big property rights issue. I mean, it's their land. They actually talk about that in one point of the film. It's our land, and, you know, how can you do this? And so that leads to Charles's questions about, well, how do we determine what beings do and do not have property rights? So let me start with his questions again. We can address them here. His first question is, if the creatures existed, should they be granted property rights? The Na'vi, the fictional group of creatures.
In this case, yes. I mean, these people are as human as you get. They're
clearly sentient.
Yeah, they're a spinoff of essentially they're modeled after the American Indian. I mean, it's so obvious the way they ride the horses and the look on their faces and the way their faces are constructed and things like that. I mean, these are
the guy who played the tribal leader was actually the same guy who played, I guess, the tribe leader in Dances with Wolves.
Okay,
was a strikingly similar. similar themed film, from what I understand.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, this was what it was portraying was a different type of people, not some, you know, essentially alien race. But that's fine. You know, we can talk about sentient, you know, things on this planet and stuff like that, and we'll see how that goes.
Well, right,
but in this case, yes, if these people were 9 feet tall, blue, could talk in the way that they talked, yes.
Now, of course, how do you determine whether something is sentient or not? I mean, the definition of sentient is having the power of perception by the senses conscious. I mean, do you think that kitties have consciousness? I think so. Well, it's not like ours necessarily, not exactly like ours, but I think there's consciousness there.
I think that if you're going to afford rights to a group, mm-hmm. that you need to be prepared to afford all rights to those groups. They need to have the right of property ownership. They need to have the right not to be killed and eaten. They need to have the right to own things and to speak. You know, all the things that we have, the right to religion, all that stuff. And it's going to be a big mess trying to apply those rights to mammals in general, or vertebrates or something like that. It's going to be a big mess.
I want to come back to the rest of his questions, but get your thoughts on this. Let's go to the phones. Tim is listening to KBYO in Monroe, Louisiana. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, boys.
Hey, Tim. What's on your mind tonight?
First a question for y'all. You know, I know you're Quakers, but I never hear any women on there, you know? One of the great moves in Quaker society was the women's movement, you know?
It's a great question. It's a great point. Over the years...
I'd like to hear women's voices. Y'all have those lovely ladies of liberty, but I want to hear what they got to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree with what you're saying there. There is a lady who does appear on this program occasionally, not as often as I might like.
Because I've heard her one time, and then there's that wacko lady.
Wacko lady,
calls in occasionally.
Oh, no, but I mean behind the microphone. I mean actually here in the studio.
Right.
There's one lady, Julia, who has been on the show for a few years now, and she's more off these days than she is on, and I find that unfortunate, but she's got a job that requires that she drives 2 hours a day and works 10 hours at the job, so I don't blame her. She is expecting to be in this Friday. It's likely she'll be arriving late into the studio, so if you tune in Friday, there's, I would say, I don't know, 50% chance that she'll be actually on the air here. And I realize that people would like to hear more of her, but unfortunately, one of the things you need to understand about the way this show operates is for a long time, Free Talk Live was a labor of love between the people that put it together, in that we did this show for many, many years without actually receiving any manner of significant compensation.
Yes, I understand that. I appreciate that,
So I don't have the money to hire a lady to come in here and do the show. And so we'll do our best to try to bring Julia back on as often as possible.
But we want more women on the show, too.
Yeah.
Babage.
And that's one of the reasons why we have the ladies come first phone policy on this show, so that women who are listening know that they can chime in with their thoughts. And if there are three guys on hold, if a lady calls in, then she gets moved right up to the front of the phone queue. So there's that factor here as well. So we do everything we can to encourage the participation of lady listeners and on this program. So what else was on your mind tonight?
Right. Well, I just want to say there's no such thing as property rights. There's only property responsibility.
What do you mean?
I mean that we're only on this land temporarily. You know, we're born, we live, and we die. And we can't just use land. We have to think of it as we're holding for the next user.
I agree with that, and I think the best way to get people to act in a responsible fashion is to incentivize them properly. And I think that owners are the ones that treat their land and their property the best, and that renters generally treat it the worst.
There's too much polluted land for that to be the truth.
There's too much what?
Oh, bye.
Oh, I didn't quite make out what he said. There's too much what in land?
Looted land, I think he said.
Looted land. We can address that point coming up here, because he's right. There's a lot of looted land. We can talk about why that is the case. And then I want to get back to the issue of the indigenous folks and rights to property and that sort of thing. You're welcome to bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. We've got our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Head on over and get interactive, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Internship Program is now accepting applications. They have seminars on all kinds of topics, and most of them centered around freedom and liberty. If you're a college-age student, go check out these the libertarianseminars.com. They have locations in major cities across the country. They provide housing and meals. All you have to do is get there. Deadline, March the 31st. It's really, really the deadline is March the 31st. Libertarianseminars.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue, we're going to continue the property rights discussion here in a moment. But first, to answer the question about the property that is just being, what was the term? Looted, I think.
Looted, yeah.
Was the term that Tom, I think, used earlier, or Tim, rather?
Most of the land in the U.S. has been looted in some way or another. At one
what does
time
that mean?
Or another.
Looted.
Looted, taken from somebody by force.
I see. I think when he said looted, he meant like clear-cutting trees and just ravaging a particular piece of property away from its native state or its normal state.
Sure.
Polluting
so
it, that
so
kind
the
of
question
thing.
Is, what hands would it be best in to be preserved? And if it's in a private individual's hands, it's usually cared for better than when government takes these things over and then they try to manage it and then all of a sudden there's more forest fires, there's more neglect, there's more letting the land be used by their corporate buddies to mine or to whatever.
And that's really what it is, that last part, where the government actually owns significant swaths of land in this country.
Especially out west.
And the government land managers aren't owners, so they don't have the same interest. They're not going to have to resell the land down the line or bequeath it to their children or something like that. They don't have the same interest in the land, and so therefore they're not as interested in protecting it. And they rent it out, basically. They lease the land out to corporate owners who do these things that you're talking about. They strip mine it. They come in and they cut down all the trees or whatever it is. Whatever the resource is on that land, they basically lay waste to it. And I think that's what he was referring to there at the very end of his call.
Sure. Some people do treat their land badly and then, you know, then sort of let it go fallow or whatever it is that they do afterwards. But that in and of itself has a certain level of value. If you clear-cut land, I'm trying to imagine the bad things that one can do to land. The worst thing I can think of is like dumping, you know, glow-in-the-dark radioactive liquid on it. And it's been done. You know, no doubt people do that. If you do something like that, then likely what you're doing is polluting land around your land, too. Which that you know, or
that's
the aquifer or something
violation.
Like that, and that's a property rights violation of if you get down into the aquifer, you're violating a lot of people's property rights, and you're gonna have a great deal of liability on that. And I don't think anybody should be exempt from the liability for things that they do. And I don't care if they're hiding behind a corporate veil. As far as I'm concerned, those things are illegitimate. The government provides illegitimate protections for people through corporate corporations and incorporation and stuff like that. But if somebody does clear cut their land, then, well, somebody else might come along and say, hey, I want to make some pasture land out of this. It's more valuable to me because all the trees are down or whatever. So there's a certain amount of value to that. I'm not saying that it's perfect because it couldn't be. Perfect means the way you think the world should be run. And
not going
to
happen.
The world is never going to be run the way you want it to be. Ever, 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 ever.
No, you can only control
that.
You can only control you. And if what you want to see is nature being left alone and allowed to be in its natural state.
The last
state.
Organization you want to give that nature to is the government. Because the government has shown time and again, over and over throughout history, they don't care about land the same way you do.
Now, maybe you're somebody who works for a living and you don't have a significant amount of capital with which to just go around buying up property and to protect it. Well, that's okay. There are people who have already been doing this. And so, therefore, you can find an organization like the Nature Conservancy, Audubon Society, I believe, also does
Ducks Unlimited.
Ducks Unlimited. You can find these private organizations, charitable organizations that will take contributions, and you can decide to give them $5 a month or something like that. You know, whatever it is that's comfortable for you. If you check them out and you make sure that they're doing things the way you think that they should be doing as far as taking care of the land in the way that you think is appropriate, and then you allow them to go out on your behalf, basically, and buy up land and sit on it and take care of it in the way that that you think is most appropriate. And that's the best way
that's
to protect
the
earth.
Best way to do it, because giving it to the government is a bad idea.
Oh,
look
God,
at
it's
Anwar.
It's a terrible idea. It's terrible. If you care about the environment, you shouldn't let the government touch it. Oh, my goodness, what would you be thinking?
Absolutely ludicrous.
All right, so back to this email from Charles, who's asking some, I think, pretty good questions and important questions about the issue of other beings and property rights. I mean, we're pretty clear that man versus man, each man can have his own property and do as he pleases with it. I mean, in an ideal society, obviously, without the government regulations and code enforcements and things like that that we've been talking about over the last few days. But in an ideal world, each man or woman would have their own property and get to decide what they want to do with it. But what happens when a strange alien race comes into the mix? As he brings up Avatar, where humans invade an alien world and destroy the property of the natives there. Is it because they make silly noises and, you know, they don't necessarily speak in the same way that we do, that they aren't deserving of property rights? Well, Mark, you said they absolutely deserve property rights because, well, the people in that movie were able to develop a communication ability with these people. They were able to translate their language right. into English and, you know, they could come to these conclusions that, these people can think too.
Right. In this movie, it was clear that these people were basically giant blue humans. So,
yeah.
Yes, he asked, do they deserve rights? Yes, they do.
But what about something that isn't maybe as able to communicate as easily? What
right.
about
now,
a chimpanzee?
This is where you really get into the murky stuff. Chimpanzees, gorillas, both of these have been shown relatively recently to have the ability to communicate. Now, their language is different, but button pushing and pointing at pictures and things like that. They can actually...
You can talk in sentences to these things, and they can make sentences back to you.
Right. And
very basic, but nonetheless, there's communication ability. And I'm sure that they likely have the idea of mine, right? Because I've seen great apes. What was the one that was being Coco? Coco mm-hmm. the gorilla. I think she had a little doll or something like that. There was some sort of thing that she had that she would cuddle and do things with and, you know, keep with her on a regular basis. I mean, you would think that that is kind of a mine mentality, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's mine, and then there's, what about I want to be free? I mean, I'm sure Coco, an adult male gorilla, can, as I understand it, bench press 3,000 pounds.
Yeah.
They can pick your car up and toss it a little distance. So you can't just keep a gorilla in... they can't sleep in the spare bedroom. If for whatever reason he decides, you know, I'd like to snatch your arm out of socket. Pull it off. Just that quick. It's over. So the idea of, I mean, generally at night they put in cages, things like that. How can you imprison an animal that can speak like that, or a primate like we are primates, yet another great ape like us? How can you imprison that individual when they can speak?
Can I imprison my cats? They understand things that I say to them. They do tricks and things like that.
Yeah.
They found that dogs can understand something like 200 words.
Oh, I thought it was like five.
Whatever, maybe it's five. It was an early study that I saw that was 200. So there's more here. 800-259-9231. He's got a few more questions we need to get through. But where do you? How do you draw the line? And why do we get to draw the line? Is it because we're more powerful? Is that it? There's a lot to discuss here. 800-259-9231. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1/2 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required, no doctor visit required, no painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Okay. So you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar. is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And those features include various different ways to listen to the show, 24-hour listening options, including live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. We've got a webcam, also the listen lines, which allow you to listen via any phone that can dial long distance. Anytime of the day or night over at listen.freetalklive.com. All the details are there. Get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com. And the School Sucks podcast is a show about the end of government education. You know, the government school system that sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people. And whether it succeeds or it fails at providing real education to the public, it fails. The cost goes up year after year and there are no refunds. Oh, yeah. And it also destroys individualism and curiosity. You can visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more about the School Sucks podcast. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. We're sharing an email from Charles, who is asking some fairly important questions about the nature of property rights and who should have them. And what are the criteria for determining who should have them? The issue of Avatar, the movie, brought this up, where the indigenous folks of Pandora, the 9-foot-tall blue creatures with the tails, had their property rights invaded by the alien humans who came in, kicked them off their homes, and stole the minerals from underneath that land from them.
Right, and it's a great question, and I'm not really confronted in my own personal life because I can't do anything about how zoos treat primates or how people in general treat primates or whatever. I can't do anything about that. But when you start going down the list of intelligent animals, I'm not eating too many chimpanzees or dolphins or anything like that. But it's not too far when you get down that list to pig. And I eat plenty of them. How about you?
Yeah, I've eaten bacon a number of times. And when you're looking at, when you say it's not too far, it's not too far from a DNA kind of perspective. I mean, they're only a change here and a change there or whatever that, I mean, on the scheme of things, that differentiate us from cats and dogs. I mean, we're fairly close. We're fairly close matches to all kinds of creatures. So we are, we have the ability to emote and to speak clearly about what we want and make our intentions known. But just because we can do that doesn't mean that animals don't have feelings and that animals don't have, some animals don't have a concept of property rights. What about an insect? I mean, we obviously have no way of even knowing what kind of things they know. They don't have the same kind of system that we do, so odds are good they're not quite as capable of such things. But the animals and the mammals, you know, let's look at just the world of mammals here. There are a lot of similarities between us and them. Where do you draw the line? And back to his questions here, what about highly intelligent animals? What about not so intelligent animals? What about mentally deficient people? Where do you draw the line, and what is the qualifier for those who should and should not have rights? And I think that one of the points that has been made before, and I think it's important to make it every time this discussion comes up, because a lot of times the discussion comes up in just the issue of animal rights and not killing them or not using them for tasks or whatever. If the animal is willing to respect rights, then it should have them. If the animal is willing to not kill you, then maybe it shouldn't be killed. I don't know.
Cows don't kill too many people.
That's true. There is that point. But my cat, if he had the ability, would absolutely slice me up and eat me.
Yeah.
if he was small enough.
Yeah, if he was small enough.
It smelled
right,
good.
If the roles were reversed, he would have no... he really wouldn't want to keep me around.
He likes
for
to chomp on parts as it is.
He'd play with me for fun as he was killing me, but
right.
You know.
Indeed, and that's an issue of predators. But most of us in this society don't eat predators. It's just not common.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So what about the docile animals that wouldn't attack you? But still, they wouldn't necessarily. It doesn't necessarily have to be living the right of life. It can also be the right of property. This concept is what we're talking about here.
Right. I mean,
animals don't respect that.
My house is relatively new. You know, and we dug into the ground, disturbed all kinds of things going on there. I mean, you know, insects and probably rodents and things like that have been disturbed by the building of my house on land where it previously wasn't. Should my house be torn down and I, you know, do some kind of recompense to these critters that I have disturbed? That doesn't sound right to me. I mean, I'll tell you what, I'm not doing it.
You know, since we're talking about movies here, I actually did watch District 9, which was recommended by some of our listeners recently on the air. Mark and Wayne, have either of you seen that?
No.
District 9. It's about an alien ship that arrives over Johannesburg in South Africa, and they go in and they take out all these beasts, these aliens from the ship. They bring them down and they put them in a camp, basically. They call it District 9. And that one of the things they say about the movie, the creatures, rather, is that they don't respect property rights. They don't get it, right? That they just... It's just not their culture. It's just not where they come from or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they're being held there, and it really becomes it's an interesting film because the main character is a bureaucrat and kind of this typical bureaucrat, not really caring about the consequences of the things that he does. He's the oppressor, and he ends up becoming oppressed, ends up turning into one of the aliens, and that's kind of the transition in the character arc that he experiences. But in the midst of all this is another property rights issue. If this time it's the incoming aliens that don't really get it when it comes to property, so they're having to have guns pointed at them and things like that. And when they do, you know, they take the wrong step, they're being shot by these corporate mercenary type guys. And so the issue is pretty clear there. It's like, well, how do you deal with that? I mean, these are creatures that are able to communicate. They have the ability to communicate because down the line they've been there for 20 years and the humans are able to understand what they're saying. But maybe they haven't quite gotten the property rights thing. Or so initially, if you can communicate with a creature, does that mean that you should, you know, give it some allowance of understanding and not necessarily – use violence against it. It's very touchy. I'm not even asking coherent questions here.
It's because it's a difficult area to look into. I mean, you know, at this point, I'd really like to be able to respect the property rights of humans. Let's start there, and then we can work our way out to more intelligent animals. I promise not to eat any dolphins or chimpanzees until then. You know, that's kind of where I'm at. I like the idea of being able to respect the animals' rights, but then I get into this, you know, this whole thing after that that gets, you know, it's very difficult. You can't do it.
We go to your phone calls. Colin, listening via our studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's more about you're talking about Avatar. I mean, Avatar is obviously based on real-world events, namely the colonization of the Americas, which they said they faced a very similar ethical situation.
Right.
You obviously can't if you can't expect humans to respect the property rights of Native Americans. I mean, the debate at the time was about whether or not, since these people that didn't have the European sense of property rights, that they could be exterminated and round up and allotted certain amounts of land. I mean, but like by a colonial force, which is essentially the same thing in the movie.
Right, and clearly we look at that and we say that was wrong. It was wrong of them to do that.
Yeah, it was morally abhorrent. But my point is, if when humans contact other humans with which they have limited avenues of communication and foreign concepts of property, like, well, I don't think there is a chance of contacting an extraterrestrial being and have any hope of respecting their property rights whatsoever.
Have any hope of them respecting our property rights,
or vice versa?
Yeah, or vice versa, I guess, depending on which might be more technologically advanced in the warfare department.
Well, because if they were not so peaceful extraterrestrial beings, then they wouldn't care about you.
Yeah, there's really not an issue. We'll make great pets. You know, I mean, it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I think it's something to be striven for, or to be strived for. I think that humans should strive to assign as many rights to people, to others as possible. But if they show that they aren't interested in essentially returning that respect and also respecting your rights in response, then perhaps they don't deserve them. But then again, at the same time, is that a justification for violence? That doesn't make me feel right.
Well, the violence is inevitable, and I'll explain that when we get back.
All right, Colin, you can hang on.
It has to happen.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. There are only moments remaining. Perhaps enough time for your call. To make it now, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us over at promote.freetalklive.com. There are a number of different ways for you to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more. Colin, are you still with us in Washington?
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about property rights. We had a great email come in with a lot of really challenging questions about how to handle the issue of property rights. And when you start going outside of the realm of human beings, you start looking at animals and possibly extraterrestrials. How do you deal with all that? And Mark, you said you were going to explain something about violence being inevitable with another kind of animal or an alien that doesn't respect property rights.
No, this isn't about aliens. This is about real life. If we decided that for whatever reason, everybody decided tomorrow, yes, animals do in fact have rights and we need to respect them, and everybody's going to go eat and refried beans. I guess there's fat in refried beans. Well, it's going to be vegetable oil from here on out. Eating vegan and not disturbing the poor animals. Mm-hmm. First off, I want you to understand what's going to happen to the dairy cows.
Ooh.
Their udders are going to rupture within 15 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now you have stinking cow bodies lying all over the place. Okay, so
it wouldn't be worth anybody's time to feed them either.
Because you can't eat them.
Yeah.
Right. So but with the dairy cows, it wouldn't matter. The
cows will start dying off.
Right. So the beef cattle, they'll be able to eat the grass and stuff like that, assuming that people didn't want to kick them off their land to grow the more grains and beans and all that stuff that would
become more
eating.
Valuable. Yeah.
Right. So now what are you going to do with these beef cattle? Shoot them in the head.
Yeah, they're a pest now.
Right. Now, how about the cats and dogs that we can no longer keep imprisoned in our homes?
That's true. There are animal rights activists that absolutely believe that.
What about the reproductive rights of these animals? These are very important. I don't know about you, but I have dramatically affected the reproductive rights of Senior Grouchy
That's
Pants
right.
and Fruit Loop at
Mr.
my house.
Ravage has been sliced and diced.
Right. So this is a big issue, and a lot of people haven't affected the reproductive rights of their pets, so they release them upon the world. When I was in Greece, there were cats everywhere.
Yeah.
These things were pests. They were so hungry, so ravenously hungry, they ate a chocolate cookie out of my hands.
They jumped at you, right?
they began eating. Going after each other to eat this cookie. It was a cat fight, as it were.
So
then
right,
the dogs.
So,
now then these animals become pests. They're in the garbage.
They're
destroying land. They're to the point that they're all over the place. We already have to cull deer, and fortunately, people choose to eat them. If they didn't choose to eat them, what would we do with these things? Bury them? Put a little headstone by it? It's ludicrous.
Yeah, it really
right.
is ludicrous.
At this point, I mean, I don't know what steps it would take to get there. One has to make these decisions for oneself, how one wants to go. But
so how do you draw the line, though? I mean,
how do Colin, I personally draw the line?
Colin, any thoughts on that?
Well, actually, I was thinking. I want to ask another Native Americans related question before you're done.
Sure.
So, like you could say, like Native Americans before European colonization. I mean, like you said before, that the United States was probably the best experiment in minarchy history has to offer, am I right?
Pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Native Americans lived a fairly solidly libertarian lifestyle, and the only reason they didn't have such a system of property rights is because they lived in such ridiculous plenty, like unimaginable abundance.
Well, there were still fights between Indian.
Yeah, well, they called them braves for a reason. I mean, they would fight each other.
But
Up here in Washington, there was like very little in the way of warfare between the tribes that just live here.
Sure, but the Americans came across the East Coast Indians first, and you know the Delaware sure. and you know the Huron and all that kind of stuff. The last of the Mohicans stuff, and you know, yeah, those were warlike people from the get go.
Yeah, but my question is, with the independence of the United States and the subsequent colonization of the entire continent, is the independence of the United States a victory for libertarianism, or is it a defeat for libertarianism?
Oh, I would say what happened to the Indians was a horrific embarrassment to mankind in general. I think that there's nothing libertarian about that.
Well, I don't. I think that at the same time, you know, these were cultures interacting. So this stuff went back and forth and back and forth. The Indians would at times, you know, have forays on the settlers, you know, property and stuff like that. Is that okay, Ian?
No,
right.
It's not okay either.
So I mean, so you've got all these
but
these
it doesn't
dynamics
justify retaliatory force.
It doesn't? I mean,
no.
you're trying to get your stuff
violence
back?
Violence begets violence.
Right, I agree. It does. No, you just said it doesn't justify it. Are you telling me I shouldn't be able to get back what was stolen from me?
Oh, I think you should be able to get back what
was
stolen
wants,
from you. What
if the person who took it from me doesn't want to give it back?
Well, as a colonist, you're stealing these people's land in the first place.
How is that so? I mean, these people didn't have the same understanding of property rights that we did. So, I mean, just showing up means that you're stealing?
Well, showing up and establishing a border that those people can no longer cross once they could, I suppose, is sort of stealing.
What if you make some kind of agreement with their chiefs or whatever, says, hey, we'd like to live here, and I know this happened, we'd like to live here, they'd like to do that, you know, and I'm not saying the white people did a perfect job or anything like that, of the colonists, I should say, did a perfect job of how they did it. It's my understanding William Penn, you know, did some trickery in getting Pennsylvania from the Indians, but, you know, at the same time, there was an agreement.
True.
So it's very tough.
Where do you draw the line, Colin, as far as answering Charles's questions here about where do you draw the line and what is the qualifier for those who should and should not have rights?
Well, I mean, since like we've never come into contact with anything with even remotely the sort of cognitive abilities that a human has, I guess it's pretty clear cut.
How do you know we haven't?
How do I know we haven't? I guess I don't.
Right. I mean, we use these yardsticks like having a house to live in, shelter, and things like that. But I couldn't tell you how complex a dolphin's speech is.
Yeah, right. That's
or,
true.
Or
right. Well, I mean, we can look at the wonderful things that we've created and the science and all of the very technical things that human beings have put together, and look at animals and say, well, they haven't done those things. But at the same time, that doesn't really speak to their cognitive abilities. Their goals and their priorities may just simply be different.
True. So, much like the difference between Europeans and Native Americans.
So basically, you're saying you would draw the line at humans simply because you believe that that we're superior.
I would draw the line at humans because that seems like an effective practical measurement for the kind of world we're talking about.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I have to agree with her.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. What about the last two questions he has in his email here? What if the Neanderthals or Homo erectus were still alive? Where would they stand?
You know, I don't know. Not knowing a great deal about the Neanderthals, it's my understanding that they had a certain level of linguistic ability, but it's difficult to know. What does that mean precisely? Does that mean they're able to articulate kind of like my son Jack does, where he can say, you know, he can say mama, dada, and poop? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, is...
Children certainly don't, young children certainly don't understand property rights.
I exercise force with Jack. I did today. When I needed to change his diaper and he was busy doing other things, I picked his little butt up and I laid it down. And fortunately, I used a certain level of trickery with him. I handed him something that was electronic and made noise.
Yeah.
And he changed his mind about whether he wanted to be there or not. But, I changed his diaper and that's exercising force.
Wayne, where do you draw the line?
Aggression. It doesn't really matter, whether it's what planet someone's from or where they're from. Really, what people don't like is aggression. So a certain percentage of humans are sociopathic predators, and then everybody else kind of falls behind that. And I think we all have the ability, if we have too much power, to become that way to some degree. But if you look at what happened with the white man and the Indians... Well, the white men were basically of a European mentality, which they were very aggressive, and they came here and they took over in the way they saw fit. And, of course, they were aggressing against the Indians, and they had no regard for their needs, their well-being, or their way of life. And look where we are today.
So aggression, I think that's a fair line to draw. I mean,
Aren't I aggressing against the pig?
Would the pig honor your rights?
It's not right. The pig is going to aggress against your property. The pig is going to come around and eat your
When I had pigs, I kept them in a little cage. It's not like they were aggressing against anything. They were waiting for me to come out and throw food at them. That was their boring little life.
Yeah, and I think that what the things that we have on this planet, I think, are here for our enjoyment. And eventually, if some superior alien race comes along, we will qualify as things that are here for their enjoyment. And that will be quite a turnaround for mankind if that actually occurs.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do about it? We can complain, but it ain't going to make a difference.
Hopefully you keep your animals in captivity and you keep them well.
Yeah, I think treat them as humanely as you possibly can.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense. Hey, we're out of time. Been a good discussion. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Mark. More tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.